prequels are better.
The prequels were better podcast. Welcome to the Karmcast, Shauner's Takeover.
Shauner's, how much did Force Awakens suck?
It was worse than Hateful Eight.
Were prequels better?
Were the prequels better?
True or false, prequels were better.
True.
100% true.
100% true.
Grievous is greater than Kylo.
Yeah, dude, Grievous, Darth Maul, way better than
way better Kylo. Should have brought back Jar Jar.
Yeah, Jar Jar.
Well, there's a...
He's a Sith Lord.
Yeah, there's a theory that Snoke is Jar Jar.
That's true, man.
100%.
Snoke is a combination of Jar Jar and...
Gollum. And Darth Vader without the helmet on.
He's, and Voldemort.
And Voldemort. We're going to get to Snoke, though.
Okay, is the prequels better?
Sure.
I would say, they actually tell a story that's unique. I mean, like, it's their own story.
Prequels had the ability to surprise me, and every part of The Force Awakens felt as if I could have told you what was going to happen after reading the original crawl.
We are going down. We are recording us saying that prequels are better than Force Awakens. If anybody hears this, we're going to take a lot of heat from that. But in 20 years, time will tell. Once the Boba Fett movie comes out and the, Rogue Squadron film comes out, because there's going to be all of these.
I think that Rogue One movie might not be bad. It's not forced to be in this canon.
Oh, all right then. Then prequels are bad.
Prequels are better, though.
I don't know. Prequels are terrible.
Prequels are some of the worst movies ever.
Prequels are PS1 games that haven't been rendered yet. And prequels are a loading screen for a PS1 game, and that's better than The Force Awakens.
For sure. At least the prequels had a coherent internal logic, and they operated within the framework of the Star Wars universe. No one in the prequels was touching a lightsaber and becoming a Jedi Master.
Oh. Does that happen?
Goes into the Golden Girls woman's basement.
How did
she touch it and she sees all the flashbacks?
That's the best scene of the movie.
That scene is horrible.
Dude, it's a great scene. Boyega knows how to save instantly.
Instant saber.
He knows how to save hard.
This is my main question about the film. How does Kylo Ren defeat 30 Jedi students, kill all 30 of them, stop a blaster bolt, and yet he can't fight Kyla, what's her name?
I think
Rey and Boyega.
It's Kylo Rey.
Those names are too close too.
Right, I agree.
Where's the internal logic there?
I mean, I thought that...
How does she know how to mind trick?
Well, if we're talking to Sean, who's, in the theaters as we're watching it, it's like, I don't know, because it's fun? Or,
that's my... See, I knew this movie was stupid when I walked out really liking it. Not liking it, but being like, okay, that was, a 7.
I had a fun day.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait a fucking second. Yeah, you start thinking about it.
Wait a sec!
Friends start leaving you messages at 3 in the morning being like, how did she know how to save? And you're just like, dude, wait, how does she know how to do the Jedi mind trick?
Why couldn't they figure out where Luke Skywalker was with the little piece of the map? They had the big map. They knew where the little piece was. It was carved out in the middle.
Yeah. By the way, we are not going to give any exposition of what happens in the story. Just, it's New Hope, and then that's all you need to know, and then we're just going to go and hit the main things. We're just going to say, why does R2-D2 just wake up all of a sudden? Deus Ex R2-D2.
Too far.
Why does R2 come awake all of a sudden and has the piece of the map? I don't like this.
We're going to work through the 10 questions I wrote down. Yeah, is J.J. Abrams the patron saint of fuckboys?
Like I said earlier, I get him and Bryan Singer confused. I thought J.J. Abrams...
Singer's third acts are comprehensible. J.J. Abrams, his movies implode.
I thought Abrams made the X-Men films, so...
He didn't. He made Felicity.
Oh, okay. Wait, and... But he didn't do Firefly, right?
That's another dude, too. Yeah,
I've never seen Lost. Never seen Felicity.
You've seen the Star Trek movies?
Never seen those. I've seen, Wrath of God.
You saw Cloverfield?
Nope.
You saw Mission Impossible 2?
It's very hard for me to see a movie past 1999.
whatever.
I think the last movie I saw was Hateful Eight, and then before that was American Beauty.
Not bad. Those are great bookends.
I saw, I think, is Abrams the patron saint? Sure, why not? But I get him confused with Bryan Singer, so I also now think that J.J. Abrams is a child pedophile, so...
That's rough.
Yeah, I confuse him with Singer.
You have to wonder, in a, like, utilitarian sense, would it have been better if he did molest children instead of make this horrible Star Wars movie?
Oh my god! And the answer is yes.
Prequels were better.
Prequels...
Did you sign the change.org to get Lucas back in this shit?
My thing also is, like, when you really think about it, prequels are better than the originals. Pod Race is better than the Hoxie.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd rather play Battlefront 2 on PS2.
Shadows of the Empire?
No, not Shadow. Is that? No, that's N64. That's not.
The Boba Fett boss battle is classic.
I never owned an N64, man. I stopped at PS1.
Yuck.
I'm not. Are you a GoldenEye 007 fuckboy?
I'm a Perfect Dark fuckboy.
Oh, Perfect Dark. Yeah, that's better.
better video game. How does Rey think Han Solo is a myth when she lives on Jakku, a former Empire military depot? She literally lives inside an AT-AT.
She scavenges Imperial starships, and she says, like, the myths are true. It's like, bitch.
the Republic won the war 30 years ago, killed not only the Emperor, but Darth Vader.
Who's the First Order?
Why
is there a resistance?
Why is there resistance to the First Order?
Why is there no exposition? Why is there no... Like, real quick. Like, all he had to do was just do some small scenes of exposition telling the story. Like, instead of them... Like, you introduce Han Solo, why not just have a little bit moment where they don't believe who he is? Or they're, why don't you have this buildup of what the myths are? And why do we hear about these myths? Instead, it's like, within a second, it's like... You're Han Solo. I don't believe that. Oh... You are the Han Solo.
But it makes no sense, because according to this myth, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia destroyed the Empire. But she lives inside... does she live inside a battle...
I don't know,
a spaceship or an ATS? AT-AT?
I don't know that. I can't...
She lives in, like, a starship.
I'm not too big of a Star Wars fan, so I can't...
She lives inside an Empire spaceship. That would be, like... Me living inside an old church and, or like living inside the pyramids, be like, the Egyptians were in a myth?
Or just like, I live in a.
I live inside a pyramid.
Like SS tank.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
just like, Holocaust denier.
Exactly.
Force Awakens is Holocaust denier.
Would it have been better if J.J. Abrams denied the Holocaust than make this stupid Star Wars movie?
Oh. Yes.
See, my biggest issue with him is that he is seen as this person who, like, takes over a stewardship of a franchise and revitalizes it. But he does it in the most unimaginative and dull and risk-averse way possible, and yet is championed as a genius.
I think he also purposely shits on old Star Wars fans, and he's saying, like, that's old wars, this is new wars.
Then he just makes the same movie.
Yeah, but then at the same time, like, craps on all of us by... I think there's, like, it's almost felt like an inside joke.
If it was a troll move, then I respect him.
No. Like, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3, that's a troll move. And best in the series.
Absolutely the best in the series. Prequels are better. Spider-Man 3 is the best Spider-Man.
Yeah, prequels are better. Spider-Man 3, Thomas Hayden Church's Sandman.
Classic.
Is the best villain ever in superhero movies.
Fuck Star Wars Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. Here's some things... Yeah, I got off track. She lives in a fucking...
She lives like in an Imperial star something. She lives in a giant spaceship
and
that
she
used to belong to the Empire.
Like, the myths are true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it mean?
Well, okay, here's my thing.
In the logic of the movie, we're supposed to think that these people... Rey was raised thinking that the war between the Empire and the Rebellion was a myth.
Yeah.
Or that Han Solo and Princess Leia were myths. What does it mean?
Or they were such legends that they are... I don't know.
It's only 30 years after the fact. That would be like us being like...
Maybe she's...
Richard Nixon was a myth.
Maybe she's a part of the digital divide and she can't get online and like... She doesn't know if those stories are true because
possibly.
She lives in a third world planet.
I suppose. It's a lot of rational jumps that I have to make, though.
Yeah, for a Star Wars movie, and you know, and that's usually what happens. Anything and everything that you'll critique about Force Awakens will just be like, "Well, gee, what do you expect?"
It's a movie made for 10-year-olds.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm tired of that excuse.
No,
I'm tired of it,
especially when you have $4 billion
because you have a movie like Cosmopolis, and people are like, "That movie's too pretentious and too smart." It's like, oh, so a movie is like gets crapped on if it's too smart,
but
if it's too dumb,
if
it's too dumb, then you need to just give up. Because
this is the binary of the toxic world we live in.
I mean...
In which Han Solo can be a myth and then convince her that he's not a myth with one sentence.
Prequels are better.
Prequels are better.
Ninja Turtles. Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles is better.
That's too far.
Ninja Turtles 2 trailer with Bebop and Rocksteady is better than Force Awakens.
I mean, the Force Awakens trailer is better than Force Awakens.
I agree.
Great trailer.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
He made an excellent trailer when it becomes a 2-hour and 45-minute-long movie.
Was it really that long?
Probably.
Oh.
It might not have been. It could be an hour and a half.
Either or. Yeah. How does Boyega know how to save? How does she... I don't... Because, okay, they're trying to... It's the same storyline. It's similar storyline as New Hope.
Yes. Orphan on a desert planet. Droid with a map inside of it.
And she's introduced to... an Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of character, which is Han Solo in this movie. And in the original, in New Hope, Obi-Wan takes the time to explain to her what the Force is, or explain to Luke what the Force is.
Right.
And this movie is called Force Awakens, and yet we do not really discuss what the Force really is. Even in these metaphysical, spiritual ways in Obi-Wan, that's not even in here. There's just a moment where Han looks at the screen, like, looks at the camera, and he just goes, it's all true, all of it. And then, like, he looks back and he goes, Chewie, we're home. And it's, I hate that.
hate it.
Also, so much of it relied on... having you know
prior knowledge,
but it just takes a few minutes just talk about a little bit about the myths, right? Why does she think it's a myth? Why does a stormtrooper
suddenly have a conscience? Another thing, why would he be so socially capable if he's a stormtrooper reared from birth?
He doesn't know his own name.
He doesn't have a name.
Poe gives him his name.
In one of the worst writing sequences of all time.
Makes
do you
sense.
Want to be Poe or do you want to be Finn?
How's it go? It's just like, I'm...
What's your name, man?
He's like, Federal Incarnate Unit 5999. I don't know what he's saying.
That's not a good name. I'm going to call you Finn.
I like that.
You know how to use, shoot a TIE fighter laser, right?
Terrible.
He suddenly has a conscience about killing rebellion people, right? That's his moment where he, like... I'm doing something wrong. I'm going to leave the stormtrooper life.
I never knew it was like this.
Five minutes later, he's shooting a laser, killing hundreds of stormtroopers.
Hey, man. Payback. Payback.
It's very hypocritical. Is he anti-violence or pro-violence?
I don't know. But he looks great in Poe's jacket. And there's a moment where he's just like, I thought you were dead. And Poe's just like, hey, my jacket. And he's just like, it looks better on you. And it's like, that was pretty good. I like that scene.
Yeah, not bad. You touch a lightsaber and you're a Jedi Master.
Yes. Everybody knows this.
Kylo Ren can stop a blaster bolt and kill 30 Jedis training under Luke Skywalker, but he cannot fight Rey in a lightsaber battle.
He was injured.
He
was shot by a crossbow blaster from Chewbacca after he murdered his father.
Sure.
And so... he was, you know, he wasn't at full strength.
What? Why have it be? I didn't understand.
I'm giving you like devil's ad.
Sure,
like, that's why.
I'm gonna keep going. Han Solo, in 50 years of being Chewbacca's partner, never once used his crossbow. And even if he hadn't, why is it funny that he's using it now?
I don't have anything to say to that.
Like, that joke was playing out on screen, and my brain couldn't comprehend it. I was saying, why is this supposed to be funny? And, like, why is it, this is crazy, I never thought of using this. Because it, I don't know. Is that supposed to be like the fan fiction part of your brain? It's like, what if Han Solo used Chewbacca's crossbow? What if Rey had a lightsaber?
Look. There's... I think the main... yeah.
The rededication to practical effects just to create the same fucking scenes. Why did we need another cantina scene? With music playing, with a bunch of, like, Seuss instruments and...
What are the
elephant's noses called?
Trunks?
Trunks.
What Singer was doing...
We're going to pretend that Brian Singer directed this movie.
What Brian Singer was doing was... I think there's a lot of, you know, reference to the old wars... And then also showing the decay of it, right? Like, he's showing Han Solo being all old, right? And that would have been...
Is he, though? Because I don't...
No, he's not.
But they're the exact same characters 3 years after the fact.
Yeah, but whether or not he's trying to do that, that is what happens. You are ending up seeing an old, washed-up Han Solo. And he's still going into a cantina, still doing Han Solo things, but this time... Would you have loved Han Solo if this was the first time you ever met Han Solo? Would you, if you, this
probably
was,
not.
This is, and a lot of people, it's the serialization of Star Wars, which everyone feels like, well, that was from the get-go. And it's like, No, it wasn't.
It was a standalone film.
It was a standalone movie. And it's a big reason why I hate this one as well.
And like prequels, though.
And I love prequels. And let's get that on the record. I love the prequels. And they are better. And I also think the prequels are very bad. But, whether or not he intends to, it's not. It's like I start seeing these old Star Wars characters who in my head there's a mythology around them. They become almost gods. They're these icons, right? But now...
You're just like Rey on the planet Jakku.
You're seeing old Solo now. And it's like, yeah, if this was your first introduction to wars, would you know... I mean, would you be enamored with Han Solo?
I highly doubt it.
Hell no, you wouldn't. And then you wouldn't have this... There's no talking about the Force. There's no... Han Solo, it's just granted. Yeah, he's this guy from the MIPS. It's like, what MIPS? What are we talking about? What the hell's the First Order? How do they have a Death Star planet? How does this happen? And it's like, well, it's in the far reaches of the galaxy to where the Republic has no jurisdiction over it. It's like, that wasn't said in the movie. You can't, like... That's the thing about Star Wars is a lot of those gaps are filled by fans saying like, well, Rey might have, she's more of a Jedi. She has more of
She's Obi-Wan's granddaughter.
Yeah, some shit like that. And you're just like, look, if that's the case, then put it in the film.
Also, if that's the case, fucking stupid.
And then it's also like, I don't read Star Wars novels. Is that where, it's like, no.
I do. I've read them all. And they suck. My biggest issue is you have an infinite palette to work with. You could do anything. It was the first fictional universe that was like literally as big as our universe. And instead, he just remakes the same movie, but dumber.
Well, it's dumber, and then you pull out all the artifacts of the first one, of the, you know, the originals, which is like, you have the old Millennium Falcon, you have old Han Solo, and it's like... I know time does that, like time has proceeded, you know, like but instead he pays no attention to developing the time in between from what we've seen to now. All we know is that Han and Leia's child is Kylo Ren and that is trying to get her back and they haven't seen each other. There's no, again,
it's all just like sacrifice at the altar of like endless plot propulsion. It's like, this movie has to work as fast as possible. We can explain nothing. We're just going to get as far as we possibly can. Like, there's a Death Star. Now it's exploding. We found her. Now she's a Jedi.
Well, it's like taking the Millennium Falcon, then showing it, like, look how shitty it looked. This is what you guys thought was cool in 77. Or like, look at Han Solo. Isn't he an old fart now? You like this? Or like, yeah... The Death Star is really stupid. We have a bigger Death Star now.
I like that scene almost showed me saying, like, it's actually 50 times the size of the original Death Star.
And the exposition in that scene is just straight up like, well, isn't there a place we could shoot it to explode? And it's
As a matter of fact, there is.
And that's it. Cut. And then you have Admiral Akbar or whatever his fucking name is. Yeah, like, get out of here. There's so many moments in Force Awakens, I was laughing out loud at scenes that I was not supposed to be laughing out loud. Like, the moment when Boyega is a trooper and he has blood on his face, and like he just, all the other troopers are massacring. And like,
I thought that scene was fine.
I laughed though. Just seeing this stormtrooper like put his gun down slowly, and you can see this like revelation of, like, you're projecting revelation on a trooper helmet, and you're like, you
even
know?
That isn't built to. There's, and he don't know who he is.
Then he takes his helmet off and he breathes heavy, and you're like, holy shit, that was in the trailer. Like,
yes,
like so many moments of Force Awakens was just like, can you spot the cool moments that were in the trailer? Like, this is,
well, that's the thing. All the moments felt so artificial and just contrived to me. We've talked about, I will not even begin to talk about the
BB-8
thumbs up which is lighter. My most hated
best
moment
scene
in the movie. Maybe the history
that's
of the franchise.
That
prequels were better.
BB-8 takes, Boyega teaches, you know, BB-8 how to give a thumbs up. No,
it's pure fan fiction. What if Han Solo had Chewbacca's cross?
It's building character, it's camaraderie.
What if Han Solo had Chewbacca's crossbow? What if BB-8 gave a thumbs up? What if, whatever.
What if Kylo Ren's reaching for the saber with his force, and then you realize Rey...
Yes.
Everybody knew that Rey was grabbing the saber.
If you thought Kylo Ren was going to get that lightsaber, go to the nearest body of water and drown yourself there. Because it's bullshit. It's purely telegraph filmmaking without any... like the Star Wars is like about discovery. You're supposed to be surprised by shit.
Fill your tub full of prequel DVDs.
Drown yourself in its delicious.
Prequels are better.
Prequels are better. Kylo Ren grabbing that lightsaber is never going to happen because it's just fucking stupid fan service.
I do like Kylo Ren.
I like the
game. Kylo Ren was cool.
I love it.
It's a teenage emo goth kid getting back at his parents. I actually like Kylo Ren.
That part of the movie was awesome.
Laughed
really.
A lot
he was great.
At him. He was a provider of many laughs.
Yes. Even when he's like flipping out, smashing the computer console with his lightsaber, they like undercut that moment with the stupid J.J. Abrams thing. Like, the stormtroopers are about to go in the room and they like cover their mouths and
I giggle at that. But I
giggle at it.
But I giggle at it because it's just like, this movie is dog shit. But I am, as a human being in that theater, I am dog shit as well. Like,
sure.
I'm allowing this message being sent to me. I'm allowing Force Awakens.
Dog eating its own shit.
Yeah.
Like, do we want...
And enjoying it. Like, enjoying the smell.
Is this what we want? The taste of our own shit? Or do we want, you know, actual food?
That's what it was. It was like you chewed up the original three Star Wars, took a dump, stuck your nose in it, and then tried to like get a plate and like redress
it. They served it on a gold dish. So it's like, thank you, J.J. Abrams. You're a genius. Here's $25 million.
Thanks, Brian.
But if you just got like a Star Wars subreddit to write the movie, it would have looked exactly the same. There's no precision or skill or like... structure.
His cuts are too quick. There's no exposition. Some of the worst editing I've ever seen in a movie is at the end of that film. When I knew, well, first of all, I said, I better fucking see Luke Skywalker in this goddamn
movie. You would say that.
And I would. I bet. and I felt it being rushed. That her getting into the ship, flying out towards where Skywalker...
Water planet,
where Skywalker lives.
Just standing on a cliff.
But these cuts, these edits, this little montage of her traveling...
It's a goddamn mess.
It's a mess, man. There's no rhythm to the edits. It's really...
In the most expensive movie ever made.
It's so quick. And it's like, she's flying, now she's at the planet, cut, she's walking up some stairs, cut.
Now she's climbing a rock face.
Yeah, and now she can find him because she has the force. And then, like, she sees him with his bear belly. And he turns around, and you're like,
his cute little bear belly.
The Joker's Mark Hamill is here. I can't wait for Dark Knight, Arkham Asylum. Mark Hamill is here. The Batman, the series,
keep going.
Mark Hamill is here. I can't think of like any other Mark Hamill. Like, what's another? After he screwed his face up, they didn't want him in Hollywood anymore.
He's like he's Joker in Batman: Mask of Phantasm.
I'm so excited. I actually am excited for Mark Hamill being like getting screen time in a movie.
Me too, I guess. Anything that's different than the stupid Star Wars movie.
But had they just added some exposition?
You could. The thing is, it was 50 movies smashed into one. You could have had a whole trilogy of them building that Death Star planet.
Well,
you could have a whole trilogy of the rise of the First Order. You could have a whole trilogy of Rey learning how to use the fucking Force. They smash it all into 25 minutes, and then
I think I would have enjoyed it more had there been a moment where Han Solo puts like an Indy Jones hat on and like the Goonies.
I'm surprised he didn't use a whip.
Like the Goonies show up, yeah. And like Chunk's there, and he.
No, I would love if they went to that cantina on a. It might as well have been Tatooine, but it's another planet, like the jungle planet, and Howard the Duck is there.
Oh yeah,
and he is the one who shows her the lightsaber.
That makes sense. I mean, it pretty much was Howard the Duck. I don't know.
Like, Howard the Duck is a much better film than Force Awakens.
I really liked Howard the Duck growing up as a child.
So did I.
Yeah, it's a good movie, too.
That's why we think prequels are better.
Yeah, prequels are better. Is this movie better than Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I don't believe so. But they're both equally horrible.
Okay, so you don't like Guardians?
No, both films are visually.
Because both of these are these return to mid-80s summer blockbusters, yeah. And returning.
It's future nostalgia.
Yes, it is. And but it's pre-Independence Day like blockbuster.
Sure.
It's trying to return to
when they are in fact 50 times as contrived.
Yes,
they are pure marketing.
They're worse.
Yeah, they're commercials. That's all they
I'd
are.
Rather,
they're not movies, they're commercials.
I'd rather watch Volcano,
which sounds
or Dante's
like, you know,
Peak.
Intro to film criticism, these movies are commercials.
Like,
but they're fucking commercials.
I saw San Andreas with The Rock, and that's better than Force Awakens.
Right. My biggest issue with these movies is that they all climax with a visually incoherent battle scene that have, like, just ribbon-tied resolutions where something explodes at the end. You have no idea what the fuck is going on. Guardians of the Galaxy is insane at the end. Nothing, it just...
It looks better, it does, it still looks better than the Transformers, the Michael Bay Transformers.
But that's the thing, he set a precedent of visual incoherence equaling a raising of the stakes. There in fact are no stakes, because they're trying to preserve this intellectual property, so no character's going to die, and if a character does die, like when Han Solo dies, no one even cares, because he's probably still alive.
No, the planet blows up, bro.
It does not, who knows?
There's a moment where you see Solo die, and he's falling down, and you go, maybe he's still alive. And then the planet explodes, and you're like, maybe not.
But
as the planet explodes, Chewbacca just shows up in the M-Falcon. It picks up Rey Boyega Dega.
If you saw a scene in the next Star Wars movie, whatever it's called, is there a name for it? Doesn't matter. If you saw a scene where there's an X-Wing waiting at the bottom of that chasm, would you be surprised?
No,
right?
Because
the character goes from being like a beloved figure from cinema and like the most, you know, charming and amazing character. And when he dies, there's like Princess Leia touching her heart, and then it's the movie, we're back to shooting.
There's a moment where you watch Harrison Ford's acting and you go, oh my God. This is terrible. He's horrible. This is really, really bad. And then you see Carrie Fisher, and you see her acting, and then you say, fuck, Harrison Ford
is a genius.
Ford's really holding it down, dude. Like, Ford's really good. He's really bringing something to this Solo character that we've never seen.
I mean, Carrie Fisher, I don't think, has a substantial enough role in the movie to even, like, critique her acting.
She is, okay, you know her, no, it's like, I can critique the acting because... When an editor cuts into a closer frame of the actor delivering the same line, you know that they're cutting around her lines. That they're cutting, like, mid-line. Because she probably could not deliver a full line, like, proper enough. Like, they had to, like, cut around. They did not have her move. There was never a moment where, like, you had a frame of her walking, or I mean, maybe like There's like two steps, dude. Most of it, it's like static shot. She's fucking standing there, dude. Like, you would think after like Solo dies, Rey would come up to her and be like, "No," but instead, it's just like, you just fucking stand here. This is your mark, Carrie Fisher. Do not move. We're gonna do a close up on your Botox today's. Like, you can't.
I thought she looked fine.
I know. There's nothing wrong with how she looks. It's just she. Her acting is garbage, and
all their acting has always been garbage, though.
Like, dude,
Hamill,
this is, I think this is to an extent where it's just like, I can't, I don't, wow. Like, I can't handle it. It was very bad. It was really...
Sure, but there's, the acting isn't the central thing of the Star Wars universe. It's like, not the universe itself.
The original Solo, dude. Hayden Christensen, staple.
Hayden Christensen is a good actor.
Mastered the Stanislavski method.
All the new actors they got are very good, I think.
Yeah.
Daisy Ridley's great.
Well, that's why.
Obviously, Oscar Isaac is good.
That's what I'm saying.
Boyega's not bad.
In relation to those new actors who are bringing.
They're thespians.
And then you have these moments where they have to interact with Carrie Fisher and Leia. There's a drop, man. And then the whole movie, your suspension, it just, the disbelief. Goes like you
the believability of
yeah
Star
you're
Wars.
Going away, man, it's gone. You're just like, that's fucking Carrie Fisher on screen, and she looks lost.
Yes,
like
we should in terms of the bad acting, I'm sure J.J. Abrams had to use those actors, because in my mind, when I'm rebooting Star Wars, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing any of that shit. This takes place 100 years after the fact. Fuck, and maybe like Luke Skywalker's still alive, and Solo's dead, and Leia's committed suicide.
Also,
and Solo has Parkinson's.
So Luke's supposed to be a badass, yet he just goes into hiding and, like, doesn't want to help anybody out. That's, like, wow, thanks for making one of, like, our favorite characters a turd. Like, I don't know. Like,
he obviously didn't train Kylo Ren that well.
What is up with that? Yeah, how does she know how to save?
Prequels were better.
Prequels? Man,
could Rey defeat General Grievous in a lightsaber battle?
Well, what Force Awakens sets up, it looks like she could have beat Vader, like, first try. Like, it looks like she would have been able to force choke.
A lot of internal issues. We should talk about external issues in terms of, like, the J.J. You obviously think he's Bryan Singer, but the J.J. Abrams isms of this movie.
See, you always talk about this. And his thing, I haven't seen any movie past 1999.
You haven't seen that. It's called Super 8?
No!
Okay.
No! None of these.
He has a hard-on for these computer-generated slime creatures. He's very big on them.
Oh, so this is going to go into the Han...
The Han...
The smuggling...
Smuggling truck scene. I mean, it's obviously not a truck.
The space trucker scene.
Yeah. In which I think they're from a movie called The Raid, which I don't know what it is.
What?!
The characters who appear to interrogate Han Solo are from another movie that J.J. Abrams produced.
Boo.
I could be making that up, though.
That sounds like something Singer would do. Abrams.
But he has this obsession with slime monsters that look horrible and are not threatening.
They don't look like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
But, like, characters being eaten by these slime monsters, he's very big on that. His movies just fall apart in the third half. And he has this... He just produces giggles where he should produce laughter. He's like, ah, that's cute that he gave a thumbs up.
Well, he likes to break the wall instead of having a joke that...
Perennial wall breaker.
He doesn't want a joke to exist inside the universe and come from the development of the story. He wants the joke to come from...
Winking at the audience.
And you sitting in the audience and knowing, like, oh, this is a movie.
Shoving popcorn down your gullet.
Because
shitting your pants.
Because that's the thing. I think when... They're trying to, you know, he's trying to recreate the, you know, the 80s blockbusters, summer movies. Yeah. And I think he's focusing too much on the actual act of going and sitting in the theater instead of telling the story of what the people are going to be watching in the theater. He's more focused on, like, how much butter is on your popcorn than, like, whether or not it makes any sense that Ren can stop a blaster... but can't kill Rey.
Unprecedented in the Star Wars movies, and then he can't even kill like a stormtrooper.
Because when he stopped that blast, you know, because when you are in Star Wars mode and you are in the theater and you have given over any
critical factors.
Oh yeah, you're just letting Abrams do whatever.
I thought the beginning was the best part of
that
the movie.
Blaster scene when he holds the blaster. I'm like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah, she was cool.
And he's interrogating Poe. Yo, this is no good. Dude, he was holding that blaster for such a long time, and he walks off, and then it shot off. And you're like, damn, dude, Kylo Ren, dude, he's stronger than Vader.
To that, what end? In,
no, that there's no point of me saying that. Yes. That's the I was like, so amazing. And
he's stronger. He's the strongest evil Sith Lord when the movie wants him to be, and then he's the weakest Sith Lord when the movie wants to be. When it serves this purpose of generating good favor among the people who are into Star Wars.
I think when they revealed that Kylo Ren was actually Adam Driver from Girls. It's one of my favorite scenes.
See, now, if the movie, if he took off his helmet right, for Rey, and she goes, Adam Driver from Girls?
And then she's just like, the myths are true.
Like, and then no explanation, we don't need any.
Yeah.
But, you know, on Jakku, they get
girls.
They get girls.
They get girls. Yeah. They stream girls.
I was actually really upset when I found out that, because it usually premieres in January, and I could start making fun of it then. But they pushed it back to February this year.
Never seen one episode of Girls, but I've seen Tiny Furniture, which is the prequel to Girls, and prequels are better. So
prequels are better. Can we talk about Snoke, or do we...
Snoke
is the purest J.J. Abramsism in the movie. Like,
is it? I don't... Because, again, I don't know anything. Is he a Slimer? I don't...
He's a fucking Slimer.
He's, So, Snoke's voice... They had Rick Moranis do the voice of Snoke. Yes.
Rick Moranis and Lena Dunham collaborated. She did the body...
Ricky Serkis.
Motion control.
Ricky Serkis. It was, honey, I forced the shrunk.
We're never told who he is. We just see a giant lizard inexplicably appear, and they're taking orders from this bro. Snokey.
Well, when I first saw it, I was like, damn, he's huge.
Yes.
And then I was that's so stupid, because, you know, my girlfriend was like, no, that's like a project. That's a hologram.
Yeah. No. When I say it's a J.J. Abramsism, it's like a very vague character just introduced. He's big, so I guess he's important. I thought he was really that big, too. So, visually, it makes no sense. In terms of the story, it's an unprecedented, like, event that appears out of a void. And then you're like, oh, wait, this is actually the person I'm supposed to be scared of more than anyone else? It's demented. It's built on assumptions, presumptions, and bad writing.
I think they also make...
Prequels are better.
Yeah, I think they make the dark side, I don't know, too much... This is a very teenager movie, I feel. You have, like...
Written by teenagers? Or like, all the characters are teenagers?
All the characters are teeny, kind of. Like,
sure.
Even the... There's Kylo Ren, who's the Sith Lord. Who's the other guy? The guy who's the colonel or the admiral, right?
Hitler.
Hitler guy, yeah. Whatever. Colonel Hitler.
That's a very J.J. Abrams move, too. Like, but why are they Nazis now?
But they're... It's like, you can see this passive-aggressiveness between Ren and the admiral guy, and they're trying to, like, win favor of Snoke. And
right.
You know, and there's this kind of like, dad likes me more, or like, I don't know, like, yeah. I just like, you're being a baby, Kylo, or like, I don't know, there's a lot of that, and I don't know if that's Abramsism, but like, that was not present in New Hope,
no,
or even prequels are better, the thing is,
yeah, it's like, J.J. Abrams has just enough of a voice of his own to ruin a movie, but not enough of a voice to make a movie good. He's in this horrible middle ground where he's like a very bad ventriloquist who's just like stealing people's dummies.
Well, that's what,
making them say the dumbest possible shit.
Well, that's the sad thing about this movie is that it's really built up around this idea that it's like
it's redeeming the franchise.
It's redeeming Star Wars. And I think that's what kind of is unfair to the prequels, because like it's this thing of like the story continues and here we're finally getting new Star Wars. Even though this is a new Star Wars, people more see it as, like, finally a good one. This one looks good. And then you go in and you
have extremely low expectations as a result.
And you project good on it. You think, yeah, this stands up. And then the hours preceding after you've seen it, like, you're just like, wait a minute, that sucked. Like, that was bad. Why? Like...
I'm talking about more stupid shit, but just the diversity argument that there's now, you know, a strong female character and a black character.
And a Latino.
A Latino character which might be a homosexual.
Poe, he's my favorite. You know, he speaks to my queerdom. I have no problem with those characters. I think there is a
a focus on that diversity.
It felt like empty diversity to me.
It's definitely
because like when they cut to the Asian character and like the command center is like, wait, we don't have an Asian in the movie yet. Cut to him. That's what it felt like.
So it's just like affirmative action, Force Awakens.
I don't want to reduce it to
no,
that.
No, of course not. Because
felt like marketing schemes more so than things that were organically resulting out of the plot.
And then if you're going to have that, I mean, is it? I'm not going to ask for a commentary on it. You know.
Well, so the movie got blowback for only having one new female character. So they then cast the redheaded girl from Game of Thrones.
Who the hell was she, dude?
Jon Snow's girlfriend.
Who?
Anyway, she's the incompetent stormtrooper manager who lets Boyega get away.
You hide her?
Yes, and then they cast Lupita Nyong'o
as a
creature! So they hire these two women, put one in a stormtrooper suit she's never seen, and put the black woman in a...
Don't
little
forget,
monster costume.
Don't forget, Simon Pegg is there.
Actors you didn't know were in the movie. Simon Pegg.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Stern. Joe Pesci. Look hard for it. Joe Pesci's in it.
Pesci's in there.
There's a cameo from Culkin.
Pesci is her ration stealer. Anyway, everything about the movie just feels like empty bullshit to me.
I agree, but
I still really enjoyed it though.
That's what people will say. Like, well, what do you expect? It's Star Wars and this. It's like, this doesn't even fit into the Star Wars canon though. Like, he does things that like go outside of it, and I don't know. He craps on the Star Wars canon in a lot of ways. Yeah, I don't know. Chewie was tight. I like Chewie.
Chewie's fine.
I fuck with droids. I love the droids.
The droids are okay,
but too. I hated that R2 was the like. Was it Deus Ex Machina?
Yeah.
Like, it was this moment of like, and R2's awake, here's that. And it's like, dude, R2's so fun. And
all his movies hinge on the stupidest Deus Ex Machina. Abrams.
Never
Lucas. Lucas
never
is perfect.
Singer.
And a singer.
And now we'll get into Days of Future Past. I was so excited for Days.
Did Valkyrie have Deus Ex Machina in it?
I'll tell you, I was so, I enjoyed, because like, my friend had a subscription to Uncanny X-Men, so when they were actually introducing, like...
Future Past storylines?
Yeah, like Bison and Cable, and they're like, yeah, they're gonna do Future Past. I was like, oh, this is gonna be so... And when it started, I was like, this is so good, and then that movie turned into a piece of shit.
Absolute piece of shit.
Yeah, the stadium and Magneto, it's... That's too far in the past for me to talk about. I just wanted to bring up Singer, and I wanted to bring up...
Leave them in the future past.
Leave them.
Yeah, but just these artificial stakes and artificial... Everything's artificial. The diversity is contrived. The stakes are contrived. The story is under-contrived and yet completely contrived. The humor is contrived.
You,
the characters are contrived.
You can articulate why you don't like this movie. You're really talking about how it's like constructed and why. So for me, I'm just like, how does Boyega know how to save? Like,
how does he know how to save?
I'm not going to be like, that was an artificial like plot point, which it probably is.
Yeah.
But he decides he wants to go, but then he doesn't decide he wants to go. So then there's no reason for to have that scene. No. Then
the scene where
and he gets the save.
What's the stormtrooper has this device. I don't even know what it is. You know what I'm talking about?
It has the best scenes in the movie, dude. I don't know what it is, dude.
But it's just
that?
Like, that's a Ratchet and Clank character. It's not a Star Wars character.
It's like a Klingon thing. American Gladiators.
Type of laser. Electrical.
And he knew who...
Mallet thing?
He knew who Boyega was.
Okay.
Without his helmet off.
Oh,
he knew, like, you're a traitor. Well, he says that. He's like, traitor. But it's like, how the fuck do you know who he is, dude?
There are literally thousands of you and you all look the same.
I mean, like, why don't they cut to a scene where, like, the troopers are in a sauna and they all have their helmets off? And you're just like, fuck, man. That was a pretty bloody massacre.
Yeah. Perpetrated for no reason.
Why did we do that? Like, who?
Yeah.
The Skywalker? The myths are true?
All the ways in which they try to... In like just opens, it's like a Pandora's box with that stormtrooper character. It's like, what are they like rearing children from birth to be stormtroopers? There's some sort of like birthing center. These are questions I do have.
Well, that's what Boyega says. He's like,
because if he's been conditioned,
my family's been dead. I was an orphan and I was taken in, right?
Right.
And but then it's like,
You've been conditioned since childhood to be a mindless soldier.
Wouldn't there have been other defectors?
Or I don't think there would be any defectors at all.
No.
No.
Also, aren't they all supposed to be Jango Fett clones? Prequels?
Better. Better. Obviously, the clone model didn't work.
Yeah, because there's that moment where they're getting there upset at the Admiral. Yeah. And that's, like, the moment where J.J. Abrams is trying to explain, like, they're not clones anymore. They're now just conditioned orphans.
That's like a script note. It's just like, you need to explain why they're not clones anymore.
He has that as an explanation. They give movie time to that. Yet they don't explain First Order, Resistance. They don't explain the MIPS. They don't explain who the fuck Han Solo is. Like, I mean, we know who Han Solo is. We know these characters.
Yeah.
Boyega and Rey, they don't know who the hell he is. Like, they have no idea who he is. They just go off.
Yeah,
and then if you're a conditioned trooper, do they tell stories of Han Solo? Because Boyega knows for sure. Like, oh, you're Solo. Or like, I'm lying about being a part of the Resistance. It's just like, I mean, shouldn't Finn really be like a feral child? Like, should he?
He should be like a socially incompetent.
He shouldn't know how to. I don't think, like, Boyega shouldn't have a dick, right? Like, he should be neutered, right?
He should be neutered.
I think all stormtroopers have piss and shit bags.
Yeah, which is the issue with this, like, female stormtrooper, because all her lines read like she's a McDonald's manager. She's like, he just, like, he snuck away. Like, oh, you want the codes to the, so I can open the pod bay doors? Here you go.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it happily.
And if you're a conditioned trooper, like, you fucking die for that.
Exactly.
You do not, you're pointing a blaster at me. You hit the alarm button and you take a blast.
Come the fuck on, General Phantasma.
You take a crossbow blast from Solo, who's firing it from Chewie.
Hilarious.
And you die, you know? That's it. Game over.
I'm getting too worked up. I'm becoming incoherent.
Is there a trash chute around?
We haven't even talked about all the callbacks.
No, there's tons. Chewie, we're home. I don't know. What other ones are there?
Not that piece of garbage. That can't fly. I actually like that
part. Or what is it? I see, I'm bad at Star Wars, but it's like, you could do it in 12 harp seconds or mechas.
Yeah.
What the hell he says? And he's like 14. And everyone's like, oh, I know that. And it's old quote.
Nope.
I think there should have been more reference to Jabba
the Hutt.
Prequels, certainly.
Yeah, way more references to prequels. Things you want in Force Awakens, real quick.
Let's say the things you would want.
I want a cameo by Savage Opress, Darth Maul's brother.
That's good.
I want J.J. Abrams not to direct it, which we're hopefully getting. Like, I like Looper.
Who would you get to direct?
Wes Anderson.
Oh, wow. That's a great pick. Gee, that's good.
My three Star Wars directors
Tarantino
would be Wes Anderson, David Lynch,
The Forceful Age.
Keep talking. I'm thinking of my third.
Brian
Singer. Aronofsky.
I want Gaspar Noé.
Okay.
I want Paul Thomas Anderson.
Leos Carra.
I want the guy who shot Baraka.
The director of They Live.
John Carpenter.
He's dead, right?
No, he's alive, man.
Oh, good.
Just released.
Craven's dead.
Yeah. I want Stallone to direct.
Yes. Stallone, Cougar,
they should have, let's put Rocky Balboa in the Star Wars verse.
Well, I mean, Shia LaBeouf as Indiana Jones' son.
That's a go.
I would like him to be in the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Shia should have just, well, I just hope they cast Shia as young Han Solo if they don't cast Kristen Stewart.
So what do you think is going to happen now that they have Skywalker?
I don't know! That's the whole thing. I don't understand the stakes in this universe.
So Ren...
Because in my mind, they just destroyed the First Order's base with all of their soldiers on it.
Dude, they have a bigger one somewhere.
I don't know.
I guess. But, so Kylo Ren's gonna be getting trained, because he obviously needs it. His face is fucked up now, so now he has a reason to wear the mask.
Sure.
So Rey's... Hang on, why do they need Skywalker?
I don't know. They just blew up
the base of their enemy.
Yeah, like, is she just going to tell him, like, we won again?
Good news.
We just wanted to see you and see if you're doing okay.
We haven't heard from you.
Do you need snacks?
R2 misses you.
He's like the Oregon militiaman.
R2's been in power save mode.
Yes.
He really has been
Don't worry, he woke up at the perfect time.
3PO has a red arm now.
Oh, yeah. Is there a part of the old movies where he gets his arm chopped off?
No, I don't remember. No.
Sort of Easter egg?
He's fine, man. Return of the Jedi, him and the Ewoks, they're having fun.
I liked Chewbacca's ombre. He has kind of, like, gold highlights now in his hair.
Chewbacca didn't look like Chewbacca.
See, like, Chewbacca should have been balding. If I wrote Star Wars, Chewbacca would be balding, Solo would have Parkinson's, Leia would be recovering from a hysterectomy.
I would love it if Solo...
Skywalker is now, like, trans.
Well, that's what we have... Yeah, that would make sense.
Exactly.
That would make sense. Skywalker's trans. Rey will eventually come out.
Yeah, like Kylo Ren is actually Luke Skywalker and Leia's kid.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's an incest baby, and that's why he's on the dark side. Like, these are all things they could have very easily explored.
This is good.
Text me, Disney.
Yeah.
if you'll pay J.J. Abrams $25 million to write that fucking mess, I'll gladly do it for 24.
I would say less Solo, less Leia, more 3PO.
More pod races.
More pod races. More, like, Senate disputes.
Yes. More tax law.
Bring back Mace Windu.
Mace gotta come back. Palpatine.
Palpatine. Oh, God.
A.K.A. Darth Sidious. Bring him back. Get rid of Snoke. I don't understand. Were they Nazis? Are they Nazis?
What? How is that? Why are they Nazis?
The First Order, when they had that Nazi rally and they're each other.
That never was... Wow, they made them into Nazis.
Yeah,
great
job. But for just 1 5-second scene, they could blow up a planet. Which is also completely... that's where the government is, right? That planet that they explode. That seems important, and yet it's 3 minutes of the movie. That, like, intense close-up of...
I'm just...
Domhnall Gleeson, like, screaming in German.
You don't see me. I'm just making a very dumbfounded face and just being like, you're right. Like, this movie is really garbage.
It's utter garbage.
It's popcorn on the floor. Like, it's...
Yes, and everyone gets down on their knees to eat it up.
It's sticky carpet.
Myself included, I was totally fine with it.
I had a great time.
30 minutes later, I think
girlfriends like it a lot more...
than the boyfriends who dragged it there.
Yeah.
Well, thank God none of us, neither of us ever had girlfriends in the prequels.
And I think girlfriends are more like, it's like, yeah, I really loved it. Well, why can't she be powerful? Like, you're like, well, because she doesn't know the Force.
She works by the same rules as everyone else.
Well, maybe she's just the strongest Jedi. And you're like, fuck. And, like, your girlfriend starts defending wars more than you would ever defend that.
I would never have a girlfriend who would defend J.J. Abrams.
Dude, I think Derry was saying she loves
Derry. Get in here.
She loves wars. She loves Force Awakens.
We're going to convince her otherwise. She'll listen to this and change her mind.
She'll be like, Sean needs some
She's never even seen prequels.
Sean needs to practice on his talking points. Yes. He trails off.
Prequels are better.
And to summarize,
that's how I'll propose
to end this Comcast. We're just gonna say prequels are better. Anything you want to say?
Prequels were better. Who were your three? Who you would want to direct?
Oh,
a Star Wars trilogy.
I was
Paul Verhoeven, David Cronenberg.
Oh, wow! You're really.
And who would my third be? Soderbergh, I think, would be a good Star Wars director.
Robert Altman. No. have all the characters talking at once and have the camera move between them. I don't know. Yeah, a David Cronenberg Star Wars would be hilarious.
Yes.
Paul Verhoeven could do it.
What's your third?
I don't know. I gotta think. I can't say yours. I can't say Wes Anderson, even though it's very funny. There's this,
Xavier Dolan.
I'm thinking, I don't know, here's this will make it, like, storybook. I'd get Bryan Singer.
Good choice. Prequels are better?
Prequels are better.